This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mark Zuckerberg testified in front of Congress, and a lady by the name of Carol Davidson, who worked on the Obama campaign, has been exposing Zuckerberg for the fraud that he is. He said that she said that Facebook came to them and said, hey, we'll give you the data because we happen to be on the same side as you. She's tweeting about this like she's got protection, like she's got an army of people around her, like she's got immunity. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. What is Zuckerberg going to say? Huh? What's he going to tell us? Give me your opinion. Tell me what you think. KJRadio.com. What's Zuckerberg going to tell you that makes you feel good that he cares about you, your data, and everything else? What's going to change? This dude has been printing money for the better part of whatever number of years since that company went public. He's been printing money. He's one of the richest guys in the world. And doesn't even know what he's playing with at this point. All he knows is that he doesn't like us. He doesn't like that we, conservatives, guys with big brains, people with big brains, we have figured out how to use his service and use it to our benefit. That's what you do. That's what mankind does. God put all these rocks and trees and streams and, you know, gave us air and a way to live. And you know what we did? We took the rocks, broke them. We said, ooh, this is sharp. Cut ourselves and went, okay, hold on a minute. Then we took a spear and we sharpened the tip of that spear. And then we said, okay, hairy, woolly mastodon or whatever you call yourself, we're done with you, buddy. You're no longer going to be killing us. And we went out and we took care of business. We killed saber-toothed tigers. We killed all these mean spirit dinosaurs. I don't care, all of them. Man has learned how to be ingenious. And he will figure out a way. And that's what we do each and every time. And even every time Zuckerberg tried to shut us down, he kept squeezing the windpipe. And we were breathing like, and then we learned how to breathe through our skin. Because it didn't matter what he did. We're going to use his platform to our benefit. Now, personally, I think you need to all jump off of it and start supporting a conservative person's mind, their website platform. TeaPartyCommunity.org. And I'm going to make you a bet. When you start seeing the things that we're doing, like joining with the National Black Chamber and supporting 100,000 black men and women entrepreneurs all around the country so we can get the moniker of being racist off the back of the Tea Party, you're going to want to support what I do. You're going to see me on Fox and go, oh, Kevin, he's so cool. He's one of my friends. He contacts me. I contact him. Look at my note from Kevin. Well, good for you. Get in a fight. Stop giving your money to that chump and start coming over and doing things on Tea Party Community and getting involved. TeaPartyCommunity.org. This lady, Carol Davidson, says, here's an example of how we use data to append to our email list. And she shows how they got it. An example. And now Facebook goes, oh, we didn't know all that was going on. Not until Donald Trump did it. So Zuckerberg's on the hill trying to ask questions. And you know what? I think his stock's going to go down, 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 because if he stops having to use data the way he's been using it, if he only wants to let the left use it, eventually the government's going to get him. Government's going to get you. Government's going to get you. Government's going to... Oh, it's the rhythm is going to get you? Government's going to get you tonight. Bum, 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 ba-dum. Ole, ole. They're going to get him. Because he, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, Google, all of them, they are against us. But you know what? You know what God says? You know what the Bible says? If God be for you, who can be against you? I'm about to preach. Yeah, Kevin, about to preach. Somebody turn on the air conditioner. It's going to get hot in here. Yeah. If God is for you, who can be against you? God has worked for us. God said, look, I see what you guys are doing. You're trying to protect the unborn. You're trying to protect the lives of citizens. You're not mean-spirited. You're still humanitarian. Conservatives, you still give. You are now getting closer and closer to me as you pursue this stuff. Because you know what? The liberals have driven you towards me. That's what God is saying. You better listen. Did you hear? I'm just razzing you guys. Come on. So anyway, Zuckerberg's under fire, rightfully so. He should be under fire. He's, as I said, he corralled us into his thingy. He tricked us into coming over. We've got this product that has no government oversight, nothing, and we're being tortured. That's the word I was looking for. We're being tortured by this man. It's time that that ends. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Hog in the news. Gun control in the news. Backpage. I've never heard of Backpage. You guys heard of Backpage? Yeah, so we'll discuss Backpage. Speaking of guns, did you see this story? I'm backing up a little bit. This college senior defended her provocative graduation photo she posted of her packing a gun. She's got her, you know, her midriff raised up or showing, and she's got the gun in, you know, down in her pants. And the only thing I could see was kind of a little bit of a stretch mark, a couple of stretch marks. And I'm thinking she's, you know, what, 20 years old, and she's got stretch marks. I mean, she's relatively flat, but it looks like she's had a child. And I'm going, what else, I'm not that you'd be mad about that, but my point is, what are they upset about? People are upset about this. She's having to defend her picture where she's got this photo of the gun. She shouldn't have to defend that. And she doesn't have to defend the stretch mark. She probably had a baby. The girl had a baby. But they're mad. Anything that shows that a young girl would dare, how dare she protect herself? Yeah. And, you know, maybe they're mad that she's a mom. She had the baby. What? She had the baby? You mean she didn't get rid of it? I know there are liberals going, maybe she shot it. Man, I swear, Nietzsche said this. He says, it is impossible to suffer without making somebody pay for it. Every complaint already contains revenge. Think about that. Every complaint already contains revenge. It's something that somebody did to you. You know, I didn't get enough food. Oh, so somebody ate your food, and what? You're getting revenge by what? Narking on them? It's impossible to suffer without making someone pay for it. Somebody has to be to blame for my suffering. We saw a tweet, it was a video of Will Smith, and he's telling people, get over it. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a leftist whose wife complained that he hadn't won an Emmy or something for his movies, or an Oscar, yeah. And she's complaining, and he's telling people, get over it. Life's too fast. Stop complaining. And that's what they do. That's what leftists are trained to do. I love watching the hypocrisy of these clowns. Every complaint is some sort of form of revenge. It's impossible to suffer because unless you suffer in silence, somebody's being forced to pay. It's a deep thought. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, I got to tell you, the women's movement has its work cut out for itself. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. After a weekend in Orlando, 17-year-old Lizzie Martinez decided to go easy on her sunburned shoulders. So she went to school, Braden River High School in Bradenton, Florida. She did not wear a bra under her oversized gray long-sleeve T-shirt. Apparently, the straps of her bra irritated her sunburn. So she decided to go braless, but she wore an oversized gray T-shirt. And here's what little Lizzie Martinez said. Well, maybe not so little. Okay. I'll get to that. "I just expected to make it through a normal day," she says. "I didn't think anything of it." But during the day, Martinez says, the school dean, Violeta Velasquez, called Martinez into her office and told her a teacher heard a boy in class laughing and telling his friends about her lack of bra. Mm-hmm. There's a culprit. Have you spotted him? I mean, the culprit? the boy who dare laugh at the girl who went braless. Why did she go braless? Because the straps hurt her. She needed to hold up her tatas. And so this boy decided he would laugh at her. Cute girl. I mean, she's cute. 17 years old. Yeah. So anyway, she's in the dean's office. And she says this, I never hurt anybody. She had put on an undershirt and then asked Martinez to stand up and move around according to the article. The dean says, hey, put on, show me what you got, girl. Not satisfied with the solution, Martinez says the dean asked the nurse to get her. Here it comes. Bum, 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 bum. Four Band-Aids. And told her to go to the bathroom and X out her nipples. I'm trying to handle this as sensitively as I can. She wanted her to X it out. Now, look, I know a little bit about the female anatomy. And just because you put the Band-Aids on doesn't mean you've X'd them out. Let's just say this. In a state of less excitation, perhaps it works. But maybe it gets a little chilly, and you know what I'm saying. I'm keeping this as on the level. I want the story to get out because I want you to understand what you're dealing with here. I realize there's a comic element to it. I mean, I would much rather be doing stand-up about this than radio, if you know what I'm telling you. Yeah. I got this message, a text message from Lizzie that said, I feel completely sexualized, and I'm so embarrassed, Martinez's mother, Carrie Knopp, said. Knopp left work, picked her daughter up from school right away. She says, if this was a male dean, we would not even be having this discussion to try to justify the behavior. I agree. Can you imagine a man saying, hey, listen, I want to see what you're working with. So put on another shirt, stand up, get jiggy with it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. And then, oh, I can see him. Go to the nurse, get you some Band-Aids, and do an X out on your nipple area. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. Dude would be fired. He'd be gone. He would be toast. And rightfully so. She says, over the course of three conversations with school administrators, Knopp said she heard different stories or different variations of the story because her daughter hadn't violated any dress code rule. She wasn't in trouble, but they also said she was a distraction. Well, there's a lot of things. The girl's pretty. She's a distraction because she's pretty. She's obviously, you know, got a little bit of an endowment. So, they got a picture of her. She's a shapely, beautiful young girl. I would tell you this. If my 20-year-old son were, you know, well, 18-year-old son were dating her. Now, listen, 17-year-old son, she's 17. 17 and 17 were dating this little girl. I would say, hey, I give him a fist bump. Way to go, buddy. She's a pretty girl. And she's, you know, she's obviously aware of her situation. She didn't want to hurt. She's smart. She's going, this bra's going to hurt. It's going to be a distraction. I'm just going to wear something to cover up. And she can't help, you know, because I'm going to tell you right now, fabric rubbing against, you know, I'm rubbing against the fabric right now and, you know, things happen. I'm talking about on my chest. Knock it off. Anyway, she says, what about the kid that was supposedly cackling in class? Knopp said she asked during a meeting with the dean, the principal, and a representative of the school board. That's social bullying. Did we address that? You have a zero tolerance for bullying in the school. Which, for the record, if you're a kid and a girl comes, I'm just telling you right now, you're a 16, 17-year-old boy. Girl comes to school. She's, you know, in doubt, cute girl. Probably, you like scoping her out. And you see, you know, something, you know, that shows up in her shirt. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Even as a man, when you see that, there's a part of you that just, it's like reptilian. You just go, zoop. I've made this comment, and I don't care what people say or what you think. This is the truth. If a guy sees a woman bend over, like she's got a low-cut shirt, there's something that draws the eye to it. It doesn't mean you're lusting after. It doesn't mean you're lecherous. it's just it's almost, I'm not kidding you, it's primordial. It's natural to just go, whoa. Now, you may bounce and look away and go, I did not mean to see that. But if you see cleavage as a dude, I'm just, the guys can deny this. You can deny it. I'm not, your wives already know, okay? Your wives and your girlfriends know. So you just have a natural tendency to go for it. It's like, it's just boom. You know, and I don't know why, it's like part of a male DNA, but it doesn't mean anything. So kids are going to notice this. And if you think that a 17-year-old kid isn't going to notice a cute girl, you know, with some little action there, well, you're wrong. It's going to happen. And there very well may be cackling. But it isn't bullying. It's not bullying. And it doesn't need to be reported. Bringing this girl in and having her jump up and down and jiggle is ridiculous. People should be fired. She said it was body shaming. The dean told me it was to save myself from my own embarrassment, Martinez said. If it truly was that, the students that were talking about me should have been addressed, not me, because I wasn't the issue. I felt like they were shaming me to believing that I was the issue because I have a larger amount of breast tissue than most people at my school. Kudos to you, girl. I never understood how girls would get breasts a little early and be embarrassed. If I had a daughter and she got breasts, I would be like, girl, please, they're going to be jealous of you. Fist bump daddy. Bang, boom, gone out of here. She would never be concerned about something like that. Now, I do know there are women that, you know, can be really, really, you know, triple G's and stuff. Triple D's, diners, drive-ins, and dive girls. You know what I'm saying? But I get it. But don't be embarrassed. It's who you are. There's a lot of stuff that can happen. I just think that this is one of these funny stories, a crazy story, that feminists need to be protecting this girl. Instead, they've subjected her to, you know, to bullying and intolerance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I've got to play this clip because it is so applicable. It's quintessential Ted Cruz. It's one of the reasons why, you know, he remains a viable person in the political spectrum. I don't think I don't know if I'd want Cruz as president, but he's as good at grilling people as Trey Gowdy. And I want to play this clip of Facebook, and I want to preface it by saying of him grilling Zuckerberg, but it's quite a long clip, about 5 minutes, but I want to preface it by saying, number one, I've been preaching to everybody about social media and what its impact is going to be now and in the future, because I'm a risk person. That's what I studied in terms of my logic and reasoning skills in terms of management consulting, and worked with companies on what the future holds. And I've said to the conservative movement, the biggest risk we face is in social media and the stranglehold that the left have over it. And put my money where my mouth is, and I'm talking about a substantial amount of it, to build teapartycommunity.org to get people to come over. And now suddenly, you know what? Geez, the future has come. For the last 5 years, I've been involved in this, practically, I don't beg, but practically begging people to come over and start understanding what the power of our messaging together can be. And it pretty much fell on deaf ears. I mean, we don't have enough people over there to say grace over. Now, granted, Facebook is a stable platform. We've had all kinds of issues. Our issues are related to people not wanting us to build it. Hackers, Soros' groups targeting us, and so on. And I could give you FBI investigations. I could tell you all the crap we went through to build this. And quite frankly, I should have stopped. But I didn't. And Ted Cruz grills Zuckerberg and explains exactly why I'm relevant and why you need to go over this site and tell other people about it. And here's the key point. Nobody, as far as I could tell, grills Zuckerberg to say, hey, listen, why in 2014 did this become an issue with Cambridge Analytica? And it wasn't an issue when you gave data to the Barack Obama campaign. I didn't hear that question. Anyway, I want you to listen to this and then we'll finish discussing it, because this is a hugely important issue. And if we allow Facebook to just skirt it, because Zuckerberg gives you nice little platitudes, nice little answers, pat answers about what his personal views are, but he's not implementing that governance throughout his organization. And it is crushing us. Anyway, here's Ted Cruz grilling him.
Mr. Zuckerberg, does Facebook consider itself a neutral public forum?
Senator, we consider ourselves to be a platform for all ideas.
Let me ask the question again. Does Facebook consider itself to be a neutral public forum? And representatives of your company have given conflicting answers on this. Are you a First Amendment speaker expressing your views, or are you a neutral public forum allowing everyone to speak?
Senator, here's how we think about this. I don't believe that there is certain content that clearly we do not allow, right? Hate speech, terrorist content, mm-hmm. nudity, anything that makes people feel unsafe in the community. From that perspective, that's why we generally try to refer to what we do as a platform for all ideas.
Just because the time is constrained. It's just a simple question. The predicate for Section 230 immunity under the CDA is that you are a neutral public forum. Do you consider yourself a neutral public forum, or are you engaged in political speech, which is your right under the First Amendment?
Well, Senator, our goal is certainly not to engage in political speech. I'm not that familiar with the specific legal language of the law that you speak to, so I would need to follow up with you on that. I'm just trying to lay out how broadly I think about this.
Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, I will say there are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship. There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out in the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern that that people would at least wonder about.
Let me ask this
now,
question. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
In your testimony, you say that you have 15 to 20,000 people working on security and content review. Do you know the political orientation of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review?
No, Senator. We do not generally ask people about their political orientation when they're joining the company.
So as CEO, have you ever made hiring or firing decisions based on political positions or what candidates they supported?
No.
Why was Palmer Luckey fired?
That is a specific personnel matter that seems like it would be inappropriate to
say. You just made a specific representation that you didn't make decisions based on political views.
Well, I can commit that it was not because of a political view.
Do you know of those 15 to 20,000 people engaged in content review, how many, if any, have ever supported financially a Republican candidate for office?
Senator, I do not know that.
Your testimony says it is not enough that we just connect people. We have to make sure those connections are positive. It says we have to make sure people aren't using their voice to hurt people or spread misinformation. We have a responsibility not just to build tools, to make sure those tools are used for good. Mr. Zuckerberg, do you feel it's your responsibility to assess users whether they are good and positive connections or ones that those 15 to 20,000 people deem unacceptable or deplorable?
Senator, you're asking about me personally?
Facebook.
Senator, I think that there are a number of things that we would all agree are clearly bad. Foreign interference in our elections, terrorism, self-harm.
I'm talking about censorship.
Well, I think that you would probably agree that we should remove terrorist propaganda from the service. So that, I agree, I think is clearly bad activity that we want to get down, and we're generally proud of how well we do with that. Now, what I can say, and I do want to get this in before the end here, is that I'm very committed to making sure that Facebook is a platform for all ideas. That is a very important founding principle of what we do. We're proud of the discourse and the different ideas that people can share on the service, And that is something that, as long as I'm running the company, I'm going to be committed to making sure is the case.
Thank you.
So let's jump in here real quick. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. The Section 230 of the CDA, which is the, I think, what's it called? The Communications, something Act. The Communications Decency. The Communications Decency Act is what it is. And I'm going to read what Section 230 is. It says, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as a publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So, online intermediaries that host or republish speech, like Facebook or TeaPartyCommunity.org, are protected against a range of laws and might otherwise be used to hold them legally responsible for what others say or do. You shouldn't. Facebook shouldn't be held responsible for what I say or do. I completely agree with that. It says this includes ISPs, etc. But that means that in giving you immunity to that law, you have to let me say what I want. Because the onus falls on me. You know, if somebody says, Kevin, you did this or that, then the onus falls on me, not Facebook. But what Facebook has done, and this is what Ted Cruz is saying, he says, you feel like it's your responsibility to assess what users say and do. And outside of it, and I love how Zuckerberg always comes back to, well, terrorism, or, you know, you're going to commit a crime or self-harm. I mean, nudity. Okay, we get it. But what about just regular free speech? I disagree with Hillary or this. I'll give you real numbers. If I had been left to grow, my site had been left to grow at the rate it was growing before Facebook put in their 20,000 people, I would be at probably 5 million people on Facebook. It was growing at 3 to 5,000 a day. Let's just say an average of 4,000 a day. This is 5 years ago, maybe longer. I grew at over 4,000 people a day, some days 5, 6,000. Now I grow 100 a month, if I'm lucky. Now, I know what's happening at Facebook, and this is why we will be implementing a class action lawsuit against Facebook in every state.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, there are always signs, and Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, the Obamas have given me a sign. I feel like I've got a crystal ball and I'm looking into, whoa, and I see the future. Yeah, I see the future, and the Obamas are not in it, at least not prominently so. You're wondering, Kevin, what are you talking about on the Kevin Jackson Show? Well, I'm telling you, you can reach us at kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Michelle Obama came out recently, and she says, I don't want to run for president. I don't have the passion. You also don't have the ability to win, because she's a crook. And the more you dissect the Obamas' lives, the more crooked it becomes, the more secretive it becomes, and the more you really see the political game at play. I'm talking about par excellence. two people that have been worthless in life. I know that offends some people. That makes some people go, Kevin, are you sick? Yes. I mean, look, I'm sure their children love them and the few friends and family that they have and the people that want to suck around, you know, suck the air out of the celebrity that is the Obamas based on his getting the president. Let me tell you, everything leading up to that, worthless. Not worth, 10 cents in Zimbabwe money. Now, the left, they don't want you to understand that. They don't want you to believe it. They don't want you going into their history. They don't want you to know how these people use a corrupt apparatus in order to get elected in every step of the way, all for the sake of power, greed, a lust for power, and a lust for money. And now they have it. And you'd think they'd be living the dream. You'd think they'd say, you know what, let history deal with us. But they don't. They come back periodically and they put their shots in on Donald Trump. They put their shots in on well over half this nation. In fact, they put their shots in on what I'm going to tell you is roughly 70 to 80% of this nation. The 20 to 30% of this nation that believes itself to be leftist are wrong. And we, as conservatives, just haven't figured out how to make them understand how wrong they are. That's it. That's the only thing we're dealing with here. So you got the Obamas running around. Barack Obama comes in every now and then to say, oh, that's not fair. A cop shot a black guy. Oh, that's not fair. You know, Donald Trump's policy is hurting somebody or whatever. They've complained and complained and complained. A week ago, they were talking about a trade war. 2 days later, China blinks. And suddenly the world is back in order. Why? Because we have a white Republican president who knows what the heck he's doing, as opposed to the feckless black dude. And suddenly people are, yeah, they got nothing to say. The trade war that wasn't a trade war. The trade war that a guy ended by saying, bring it. Bring it. Whatever country that feels like it wants to enter into a trade war with the United States, I dare you, double dare you, and three times on Sunday dare you. Let's do it. And what's China do? They capitulate. You know, Mr. President, we reduce tariff on car coming to China. We also reduce other tariffs. We do not want war and trade with you. No, you don't. And there's a reason. It's because of you. You conservatives. Not because of these takers, these thieves that are waiting at every turn to get something for nothing. They've been trained to do it, to complain all the time. Anyway, so Michelle Obama comes out, she gives a jive, you know, we're in a terrible time, you know, because we got we're the parents, and Donald Trump is a bad parent. He's letting you eat sugar and cake and all that for dinner, and we want you to eat your vegetables. Whatever. If you want to give the country advice, I'm just going to tell you, that's not the parenting I'd look at for advice. I'm not going to go into their kids. I don't care what their kids do, but I wouldn't use Michelle Obama for advice on it. You want stock advice from Obama? You want business advice from Obama? Huh? Let me tell you what the Obamas can give you advice on. How to corruptly enter into politics and do good. How you can manipulate the system to become a congressman, then a senator, and ultimately a president, and have no skill set. You can fake your way. That's what they can teach you. I'm not mad at him. He's desperate. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were like, look, we got degrees and we didn't learn jack because we were affirmative action people. Nobody was going to ever look at either one of those Juris Doctors and say, boy, they are amazing legal thinkers. They were never going to get beyond any court. They were never going to become judges. They were, they're not even practicing lawyers anymore. Their careers were in shambles. The only thing that Barack Obama had was his career. And it got Michelle Obama a $350,000 a year position on the board of a hospital for poor people where they weren't even able to treat him because of her salary. These are the facts. People were worthless. And there are people that want to fawn all over him. Look, I don't even care. There are many worthless people in the world. You don't see me talking about them because they're not, you know, mainstream. They're not people that are always looking for the limelight. The Obamas are looking for the limelight. You deserve to know the truth because there's somebody out there making you believe that somebody who's a fake and a fraud is a good person. I'll tell you point blank.
There's no way I'm going to go, man, that guy, you know the dude is a thief and a scoundrel, and somebody says, you know, hey, my daughter just started seeing this guy. You go, wow, good for her. You're going to go, I don't know about you, but you better look into his past. That dude is a thief and a scoundrel. So you're doing people a favor. But you know what they do? Oh, you're just jealous of Barack Obama. Jealous of what? What? You think because Barack Obama was president? If Kevin Jackson wanted to be president, and I'm speaking to myself in the third person, I would have been president. I didn't want to be. And as far as Barack Obama's newfound wealth, I may not have as much money as Barack Obama, but I'm far wealthier. I'm far wealthier. I owe nobody anything. If people are helping me, it's because they want to, and they want to see a difference made, and they know I'll make a difference. They trust that I will make a difference. So, what do I want in his life? Think I want Michelle? Think I want to raise his daughters? Or that I would trade my sons for his daughter? You must be out of your mind. There's nothing I want. I have no jealousy for that man whatsoever. I don't even have any contempt for him. I just want you to understand the truth about the guy. And let me tell you something else. His friends know it. Here's the reason why I bring all this up. The Obamas are good friends with that redheaded kid, the royal, over in England. I guess his name is Harry. And they pal around. And Harry criticizes Donald Trump, criticizes American conservatives, as he has lived off the taxpayers of England for his entire life, and so has his entire family, and he's considered a royal. There's nothing royal about that kid. He's not handsome. I mean, and I'll leave that to you to judge, but there's nothing about him that I would trade for. Nothing. He's a royal. I don't give a crap. So he runs around and people treat him like he's something special. Is he any more special than your kid? I always love when the royals are born. Royal nothing. Shoot, he's a kid that's going to crap his diaper like every other kid. But anyway, here's what I heard. The Obamas aren't going to be attending the wedding of UK's Prince Harry. Now keep in mind, these dudes palled around. They were bosom buddies. I mean, he was the new Reggie Love at some point. I mean, I would have speculated. But the point is, they were good buddies. And suddenly, no, they're not invited. They're not coming. They said, a source said, the couples look forward to seeing each other soon. And People magazine said that the decision had made to keep politics out of the royal wedding. Really? It's a royal wedding. It's already political. Everybody who is somebody is supposed to go to the royal wedding. Excuse me if I don't understand why the Obamas are not going to the royal wedding. Aren't they our Black Camelot? Aren't they royals? Obama's no longer president. He is a civilian. What do you mean you're going to take politics out of it? A rep for the palace explained, it has been decided that an official list of political leaders, both UK and international, is not required for Prince Harry and Miss Markle's wedding. Her Majesty's government was consulted on the decision, which was taken by the royal household. Let me tell you what that is. That's gobbledygook for, we don't want him here. I don't know what's going on. I'm not Mr. Conspiracy, but I'm telling you, the way these guys piled around, the way that everybody looked at their relationship, and you just go Google it for yourself. Something's going on. They don't want him there. And here's what they went on to say. Those in attendance will be people who one or both of the couple has an existing direct relationship with. Unbelievable. And when Harry got asked about it, he says, I don't know about that. We haven't even put the invite list guest list together. Okay. Well, do you think you would invite the former president of the United States, who's your best buddy, your BFF? Look, folks, understand how to read between the lines. Something's going on. MI6, somebody's told Harry, you don't want to have this dude at your wedding. This has the potential to go toxic, to go sideways. Leave it alone. Go get married and keep the pending controversy out of your life.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.